All day, we in here.
I know you gonna dig this.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Turn your radios up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool Kids. WBLK 96.3 at Pop Life Radio. I'm Harmony Love, and Pop Life listeners, we get to speak to a past guest and friend of the show. We first heard of her with her Good News Notebook. Like us, it's a publication that shares positive narratives for her community. A few years ago, she ran and won a seat on the Tonyans, Georgia City Council. Her ambitions run high as she is now running for mayor in the city of Tonyans, and she's here to share her journey and talk about why voting is important. Let's welcome back to Pop Life, Connie Osterbrook. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thank you, Harmony. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, and we want to say congratulations on running for mayor. How does it feel?
It's exciting. It's been a journey because I'm not sure if I told you guys this story before, but how I became on this journey was because this is something God placed on me. It wasn't something that I was seeking to do. So I stepped out of politics because I was kind of doing other people's campaigns for them, running their campaigns, and I stopped out. I stepped out because it was a little bit too much. When I stepped back in, I went to a Martin Luther King event that a friend was having, and in that session, this guy stood up and he stated, someone black needs to run for these council seats. He said, nobody black ever runs for these seats. My friend came over and she said, you're going to run for that seat, even if I have to put your name on that paperwork. And I said, no, I said, I'm not doing that. So that was one incident that happened. And then I kept saying, okay, God, if this doesn't happen, then I'm going to run. And I actually remember coming on Pop Life Radio with my app. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Yes, we do.
Okay, good. And so I said, God, if I don't go to Silicon Valley, then I know you want me to run for office. Well, that didn't go through. So then another incident happened and something I didn't get. I said, okay, I'm going to run. So I ran, and the gentleman that stood up and said someone needs to run for these seats, that is the gentleman that I end up beating when I ran for council.
Oh, okay.
Everything I did, it was in my face when I was saying I didn't want to run. One of my favorite TV shows, it was Sugar Queen, Queen Sugar.
Okay.
And so the
lady,
the main character, you remember she was running for office. She was running for council. And she was running against this guy that had the same name as the guy I was running against. And she won. And I was like, things like that kept happening to me. You know, I didn't have to ask for any money. People said, we know you, Connie. We've been knowing you've been doing things in the community for a long time. We trust you. And they just started sending money to me when I told them that I was running. So that was, again, God's confirmation. So then that was in 2019, but then fast forward to 2023. And I said, okay, God, you know my situation last time when I ran for council. You know, I ran, you told me to do it, and I followed you. I said, so now what's going to happen? And I ran unopposed, and I won a second term.
Oh, goodness.
So
congratulations for that.
So,
that was a journey.
Thank you. So this is not something that I tell people that my human self would have wanted to choose for my life, but it's something that God has chosen for me. And he continuously shows me that it is him that is guiding me through this process. So for that, I am wholeheartedly in this race. And I'm running because to keep consistency on the council, I have proven that I advocate for all people in the city of Conyers, just not one set of people. Some of the things that I've done for the community as a whole, one of them is liquor stores. I advocated so that there's a limit on them. So it has to be by population now when another liquor store is allowed to come in the city of Conyers.
Okay.
So that was something I was really proud of that I did on the council. And another one was, I'm not sure if you're familiar with House Bill 581.
No, but tell me about it.
Okay, so House Bill 581 is a property tax that the state implemented. So what happens is it won't go into effect until 2026. So a lot of property owners were saying they need some type of relief all over the state of Georgia. And it's other states that have this implemented as well. So it relieves you of your property tax. It kind of puts a cap on it. And I don't want to say too much because it's real complicated and I don't want to confuse people. But what it does put a cap on your property taxes for you. However, the downside that people are saying is you cannot, well, not what people are saying is the truth. You cannot take that with you. So if you sell your house, you won't get that property bonus, that decrease in your property taxes. So you can't take it with you, and the person that moves into your home cannot take that as well. That's the downside that people see with it. But the citizens went and they voted on this at the polls, and they stated that they wanted it. So cities and counties could either opt in or opt out. So I advocate with the rest of the council to stay in. And it was because that is what the people stated that they wanted. So,
but I can imagine that it's going to help.
Yeah. That's what I feel, but because it's, well, that's what a lot of people feel. They feel that it's going to help. But then you have other people that say because it's new, they're unsure of what may happen with it. So it's a lot of moving pieces in there. And you don't know usually when something comes to be. You kind of have to let it just play out, and then you'll find out. But I felt that because the citizens said that this is what they wanted, that we need to listen to them. Because to say, oh, we listen to the people, but then when they vote for something, we come back and say, no, I know what you said, however, we're going to do this. I said, that's not a good example of listening to the people. So that was the reason why I advocated for us to stay in.
How do citizens communicate with, politicians in their area? So, you know, you say, you know, the citizens wanted it, but what's the best way for them to communicate with you?
Well, they voted on it. They went to the polls. It was on the ballot.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we knew how many people actually wanted it, and it was majority of the people that stated that they did. Now, if people want to communicate with us, which I've always said on the council, you can email us. You can show up to council meetings. It's different ways that you can get in contact with us. And it's unfortunate that that doesn't happen a lot, only when there's something, a hot topic that we have on the agenda and it makes, you know, social media is when people show up. But it would be great if people would just show up just anyway, just to stay in the know of what was happening. Because usually the time you come to the council meeting and you voice your opinion about something, we have already voted on it. Because the way our council meetings are set up is that we get to vote first and the public comments is later. So we've already voted on what you're coming there to speak on.
Oh, okay. So we need to be involved in general in local politics.
Exactly. And even that can be changed. And I did advocate for the public comments to be in front of the meeting versus the end of the meeting, but I was outnumbered and majority on the council spoke, and that's not something that they wanted to do.
Well, you were in your second term as a councilwoman. How did it jump from councilwoman to mayor?
Well, on the council, historically, someone on the council runs for mayor. And right. And so nobody else on the council, that was not something that I'm guessing God was calling them to do. And so I wrestled with it like I did with the council, and God kept putting things in my face. And I said, okay, I talked to several people that from other jurisdictions, people that once was there at City Hall. And it was, Connie, it may not be what you want, but it is what is needed to keep consistency there. Because I already know how ordinances and zonings and other things work. I know how the employees, they mesh together right now. If you bring someone new in, it can possibly change the dynamics of the city as a whole. But as it stands now, the working parts are working good. So there's no need to come in and change those things. I'm not saying nobody else should run for mayor. I'm saying it would be great if someone come in on the other end and get to know how it works, and then you move up. And that way it stays, again, consistent within the city, because you don't want to, what we do affects the city as a whole. One decision that you may not know about can affect the 17,000 citizens that we have. And the way today is, people don't have room for a lot of mistakes in their life right now. So consistency is definitely one of the reasons why. God and consistency is the two top reasons why I went ahead and decided to run.
All right. That sounds so good. Now, what I would like to know is canvassing. Do we still canvass in 2025? Like, what are you doing to get the word out?
Yes, we do still canvass in 2025, because when I'm out there, people get to see me. They get to meet me up close and personal. One person told me, they said, you're out here talking to us. It's not your campaign manager. It's not people that you're hired. It is you in the flesh. And that makes a difference to people, because they feel like if you're going to put someone out there in front before you even get in office, what are you going to do when you get in office? Who's going to be the front person for you then? So you do need to be out there and canvassing. I don't know what anybody else is doing, but I do like to talk to people one-on-one, because I want people to know we're not this untouchable entity that you can't, you know, reach. Mm-hmm. You can reach us, but it's up to you to want to do it. And let me make this point before I forget. I know a lot of people say, well, I didn't know about the election. I didn't know that, you know, about council. I'm not going to put it all on us that you don't know about what's going on, but sometimes we need to get involved and know who is running the city, who is governing us, because we are responsible. Six of us are responsible for 17,000 people. We're making decisions for you, only six people. So sometimes it is our responsibility to get involved, to see, hey, who is running this? Who's doing this? What are they doing? Why did they do this? Not as soon as you hear something bad that's happening, now you want to know who's making these decisions. So people need to get involved in politics, not on a, you know, a high level, but just as your civic duty to know what's going on. Because in the city of Conyers, the last election turnout was 5%.
What?
5%.
Of 17,000,
yes, of 17,000. We are making decisions about property taxes. Are you going to get sidewalks in your street, in your neighborhood? Is your street on the list to be paved? We're responsible for the police department. We appoint the judge that does the court in the city of Conyers. All of this is based on your local politics. And your local level is where you really see the difference. Because presidential, yeah, you may get, you know, a little hit here and there. But locally, it's everything. It's everything, your day-to-day living.
Okay. Well, you know, you sound like you really, really love your city. Like, how long have you been in Conyers?
I've been here since 2001. Yes, I've been here for 25 years.
Okay. So what are some things that you, because we're going to speak this into existence. So what are some of the major things that you plan on doing for the city of Conyers as the mayor?
Oh, wow. So one of the major things, and this is every city, public safety. Now, we have a great police department in the city of Conyers. We're CALEA accredited. And most cities are not CALEA accredited. I know you're going to ask me what that is. It is when the police department, it's like a star that you receive because you've done X, Y, and Z. You haven't had any police shootings. You haven't had any internal investigations, so many of those. All of those things make up what you need to have to be CALEA accredited. And I believe it's 159 counties or something like that, or cities in Georgia. And it's a very few amount of people that are CALEA accredited. That means you are the bomb, okay? So, and that's us, the city of Conyers Police Department. So it's not a lot of things within the police department. I just want to continue on the road that we're already on right now. Like, we have the best of the best equipment. So I want to make sure we continue to have the best of the best. Because when you have the best equipment, you have less shootings in the police department. Because we have a thing called a bolo wrap. So instead of trying, you can disarm someone with the bolo wrap. So it just wraps you up. It's like a taser, but it just wraps you up and then it disarms you. You fall to the ground and all that stuff without using deadly force.
And Conyers has been using this?
Yes, we've had it for a few years now. Yes.
Okay.
And we get all of those great, I call them little trinkets, you know, because of our CALEA accreditation. It allows us to go in and apply for grants and match money because we've shown that we are great. We are the best. We have great police officers. We train them well. I was in a training one time, and someone mentioned the police department. And I mentioned, hey, Conyers PD, you know, we're CALEA accredited. And the guy says, you're right. You guys are great. He said, we model our police department after you guys' police department.
Okay, now that's good. That's a good to hear, right?
Right. And another thing that we've been doing in the police department, I say we, I'm not on the council anymore, but it's still my community, so I continue to say we. So we also have a great police chief. He's been there for quite a while. And what he does is he's been making sure that the community is engaged with the police department. So he goes out and have all these community activities to make sure we try to build a bond. That's something that needs to continuously be worked on because, as you know, citizens don't trust the police department. The majority of them don't. So going out and doing these community events is showing them that, hey, we care, the police department, and we want to be involved with you guys. So that's something I want us to continue to do. And also, our pay, we try to keep that as competitive as possible. Now, that when we have to vote on what the police department is going to make. So if you have a great council, then we will continue to do that to make sure that they have the funds that they need to take care of their family. And we have done that. And I want that to
be. Now, you know, that's what everybody wants to hear.
Yes, but you know what? Doing that, it's other things that we have to do to make sure those things can happen, like economic development, bringing certain businesses into our community to draw that money so we can have that money for the police department and for other things in the city to relieve property taxes. And when people say, we want more businesses, the businesses that I'm speaking about are essential businesses. because we don't have, you know, we have one place, it's the autism center that we have that I know of, but the waiting list for that is so long. Those are the type mm-hmm. of essential businesses that we need, because it is more kids that are special needs than it had been in the past.
Okay.
So the more of those that we can get, the better we can make our children. So that's something else I'm always trying to advocate for the kids as well. And grocery stores. So we don't have grocery stores on my end of the city, which is the north part of Conyers. And public safety, if our public safety stays great like it is and continues to stay like it is, we can continue to attract great businesses. We haven't got a grocery store yet, but I want to make sure we go and start talking to somebody so we can get one on the north side of Georgia. I mean, the north side of Conyers.
That sounds so good. I love that initiative. Now let's go back to basics. Tell us what we need to know about voting, just in general. You know, city of Conyers, we have dates, you know, deadlines for registering, or let's just tell us a little bit about that.
Now, yes, we do. We do definitely need to go out and vote. So October the 14th to October the 31st is early election. And that's everywhere in Georgia for early voting. Mm-hmm. And I think some polls may have different times. They're the same, because we have Sunday voting as well. And all of that information is on my website. And one thing I know you mentioned about the registration. Now, registration deadline is October the 6th. So if you are not registered to vote yet, October the 6th is when you need to go to make sure you meet that deadline so you can register to vote. And that's easy. Okay. You can go to your Board of Elections. Of course, everybody loves Google. You can go on Google and say, how do I register to vote, if you want to step by step? And it's right there. It'll show you that as well. And the election day is November the 4th. That is the day.
All righty. We can't wait. I want to make sure that our listeners and fans know where to go keep up with your with important dates and follow your political career and your journey. So where do we follow you online?
So my website is electconnieosselbrook.com. And also on my social media page, Facebook, is Connie Osselbrook for Mayor. It's that simple as well.
All right. Well, thanks again for speaking to me today about your run for mayor, Connie, and the importance of voting. Now, early voting starts October 14th, and again, the October 6th is the deadline for registering. And remember also to tune into the Cool Kids Morning Show each and every week on Pop Life Radio, where pop culture lives. I'm Harmony Love, and until next time.
Hi, this is Connie Osselbrook, and I'm running for mayor for the city of Conyers, and I'm hanging out with Harmony and Zion on Pop Life Radio.
Mic check, mic check.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check,
ayy. What you gonna do?
Mic check, mic check.
Yay.
Mic check, mic check.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo.
It's the mic check.
Ooh, yeah.
All day, we in here.
I know you gonna dig this.
You know you rockin'.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music.
I love the music.
Turn your radios up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool Kids.